cold is the word from Rick Fritsch of the National Weather Service here in Juneau. Time to check in with him about the changing weather over the last several weeks. Let me ask you about the sudden change from the spring-like weather to something more winter-like conditions here. What happened?
Very much so. Well, very strong high pressure is built in over western Canada about a week ago. And with that, a lot of very cold, low-level air coming down from northern portions of Canada, which was responsible for the big shift in the pattern that we saw from the warm and rainy conditions to very cold and dry conditions with the outflow winds from Canada, dry, low humidity values, and barely a cloud in sight. That pattern was reinforced overnight by an upper low, which dropped down from the Arctic Ocean straight across the interior of Alaska and has produced a very strong low in the northwest Gulf of Alaska as of this morning. Now, that low itself is not really going to have an impact on us here in Juneau, but it is producing some snow right now in Yakutat. So the snow to the west of us and also the winds are a marine concern. But the it's a reinforcement of that Arctic front is going to keep the cold air, the coldest air on the Canadian side of the mountains, but still some of that is going to filter through in places like the Mendenhall Valley. Right now, 2.5 degrees above zero. Up the Taku Inlet, it got down below zero. And on the Klondike Highway, possibly as low as minus 12 or minus 13 degrees as of very early this morning. That's going to continue for the rest of this weekend. Very little cloud cover, but enough today possibly see overnight lows on Friday night, maybe a degree or three warmer than this past Thursday night.
So it sounds like we're kind of right back into the regular winter weather for Southeast.
Yes, we go from an outrageously warm January to a very frigid start of February.
Put in context, how unusual was that weather pattern that we experienced last month?
Last month, if you looked at the statistics for the entire month, it was the wettest January on record, or at least in our digital records going back to World War II. And if memory serves correctly, it was the third warmest January on record, with this past January tied one other year. And I believe the warmest January on record was 1985.
What prompted that in the first place? Was it just the jet stream way out of whack and the systems misplaced?
Exactly. Instead of having a strong surface high over western Canada, which is where when we get our beautiful, clear, but very cold days and nights, we had a situation where the jet stream was approaching us from the southwest and continuing to funnel in from the lower latitudes in the Pacific Ocean, very moist systems tapping moisture from very low latitudes in the tropics, warmer air masses just continually coming over on top of southeast Alaska.
And what's the forecast for next week?
The weekend remains chilly. By Monday, we should be seeing a warming trend so that by the middle of next week, Wednesday or so, look for temperatures a little bit more in the normal realm for this time of the year, mid to upper 20s in the Juneau area, and possibly reaching into the 30s by the end of the week. Now, that, of course, is going to bring, that would be another shift in the pattern into something that's a little bit more onshore. We'll have some systems and features approaching us from the south. So chances are that we're still going to be cold enough for it to be snow instead of rain, but certainly a little bit warmer than what we've been seeing lately.
Okay. Rick Fritsch, thanks a lot for the update.
Hey, you're quite welcome.
He works at the National Weather Service office here in Juneau, so be sure to put on your long johns and Under Armour as you head up to Eagle Crest Ski Area. And with us on the line to tell us what's happening up there is Barbara Lynn. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Matt. I like hearing that snow possibility for the upcoming week. Of course, we don't have it for this weekend, but we do have some beautiful, beautiful sunny days. The sunlight hits the top of the mountain and all the way down the east side on during the morning hours, and the views are spectacular. The groom runs are fun to ski. There aren't a lot of them. But all east side is groomed, though, and the lower mountain. And this is the time of year when you just soak up that sunshine, the beautiful views, and you practice your turns.
Do you want to venture off of the groomed runs? Is that a good idea?
Not right this minute. Before this beautiful, cold, clear weather came, remember, we had some warm, rainy weather, and then the off-the-groomed is kind of frozen chunks, so it's not advisable. But the groomers are just a lot of fun, and in Eagle Crest, we don't usually get opportunities where we have nice, hard-packed snow that you can get an edge in, and this is really perfect conditions right now for making great turns and having fun soaking up the rays.
Okay, and just real briefly, you folks got some events planned for later on this month, right?
Oh, we have a big month coming up, and next weekend, just before the weekend actually, Valentine's Day, we have Valentine's special. Bring a friend, and each of you get $10 off your lift ticket. If you have a season pass and bring a friend, you get $5 off a wax or rental. And then on the 15th, Saturday, it's the annual Winter Fireworks Spectacular, live music, bonfire, torchlight parade, and the spectacular fireworks at 6:15. You don't want to miss that. And Monday the 17th, it's a holiday. It's going to be the last First Tracks for Women who want to learn to ski and snowboard with a special on 9:30 to 12. So all those things can be checked out at skijuno.com.
Okay, Barbara Lynn, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
You bet, and I'll have lots more to talk about.
Okay.